I want to ask you this morning, if you will, to turn to Proverbs chapter 6 first. And we're going to stay in Proverbs this morning. And those of you who do not know, Proverbs is my favorite book of the Bible. All the books are wonderful. But it's my favorite because it's what I cut my teeth on as a teenager. When I was a teenager, I didn't have, quote, lots of friends. I didn't have very many friends. And I grew up in a Christian home, and it was a great home. But I had two brothers who didn't live for the Lord, and they still don't. I, on the other hand, what my mom and dad taught me stuck. So as a teenager, I didn't do what every other teenager did. My parents wouldn't let me, first of all. Second of all, I fell in love with the Lord as a teenager. And Proverbs is a book I was drawn to constantly. It helped me on a daily basis. It helped me to learn. And Proverbs has tons and tons and tons of wisdom in it and instruction for just everyday life. And that's what I needed as a teenager. I learned a lot from my parents. I learned a lot from church. But when I dug into Proverbs, it helped me keep going. Because when you don't have a lot of friends, it's easy to stand up here alone without someone backing you up. So the Lord had to back me up and keep me going. And this lesson today, I have a series going, but I felt like, now don't get me wrong, this lesson I have not picked out for any person in here, okay? When I study, it speaks to my heart. Okay? And this is a lesson I taught several years ago. And the first thing happened after Sunday school was two people came up and said, "Were you talking about me?" No, it speaks to my heart first. When I study for me. And if it speaks to your heart, that's great. If you need to work on something in your heart, that's you. I don't deal with your heart. Okay, I deal with my heart. So this lesson, I think every so often throughout the years, needs to be repeated. And let's read these verses first. And then I'm going to read a poem that goes with this, and then we'll get into the lesson. Proverbs 6, verse 16. Says, "These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him." And we're only going to go to verse 17. "A proud look, a lying tongue." And we're going to focus today on that lying tongue. It doesn't say that God don't prefer it. It says he hates it. He hates it. And the subject today is going to be about gossip. And the title is "The Snake That Poisons Everybody." And here's a little poem. It's not necessarily one that I think covers everything, but it's just a cute little poem. And it's not intended to be mean or hateful. It's just true. "It topples governments, wrecks marriages, breaks friendships, ruins careers, reputations, causes heartaches, nightmares, indigestion. It generates grief. It causes innocent people to cry in their pillows. Even its name hisses. It's called gossip. Office gossip, shop gossip, party gossip. It makes headlines and headaches. Before you repeat a story, ask yourself, is it true? Is it fair? Is it necessary? If not, keep your mouth shut." And how true that is. Now, I don't have time to deal with every one of these verses in detail. If you want to write them down, you can. And these are not all the verses on the mouth. The Bible uses the tongue, lips, mouth, gossip, tale bearer, all these names. And it's talking about gossip. And we start in Proverbs 10, verse 8. Bear with me. This won't take long. Verse 18. Chapter 10, verse 18. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. Go to chapter 11. And I don't think I need to explain these verses very much. I think they're very self-explanatory if you got any common sense in your head. And I'm one of the dumbest people there is, really. I worked hard in school to make a C. Okay? That was an A to me. Because I had to work so hard. So if I can understand it, I know each of you can. Chapter 11, verse 9 says, "And hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered." Go to chapter 12. Verse 17 through 19. "He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health." See the contrast? "The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment." Go over to 13, verse 3 and 5. And again, I'm not covering every verse in the chapter. There's tons of them. Chapter 13, verse 3 says, "He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction." That's what gossip does. It destroys. It hurts. It tears down. It doesn't do any good. And I got plenty of verses here. And we can keep going. And I will give you a few more. But gossip, in my short life, I'm 43. In my short life, I've seen so many things destroyed by gossip. We've been hurt by gossip. Everyone in here has been hurt by gossip sometime or another. No one's able to stay away from it. If you live in this world, you're going to be gossiped about. I don't care who you are. It tears up homes. It comes into churches. It goes into the nursery. It goes to the choir. It comes into Sunday school class. It comes into ladies' fellowship where you try to learn about God and grow as a Christian. I've seen these ladies' fellowships that are truly biblical be torn all to pieces over one piece of gossip. And it can be as innocent as changing one word in a sentence. This is how serious it is. If I tell you I have a head full of hair, that means something. But if someone comes back and says, "I have a head full of gray hair," don't that change the whole meaning? And I did have a whole head full of gray hair. I put $2 color on it. And I'm trying to get to the point where I don't, where I just go gray. But that's not the point. The point here is, be careful what you tell other people. Make sure it's the truth. The number one mistake of ladies is, instead of me coming up to you and saying, "Well, I heard someone tell me that," let's just say something real innocent, "that you have a brand new car and you bought it brand new." Now, that don't sound like much, but by the time someone gets through with it, if they don't come ask you if that's the truth, it's going to be all the way around the community, and they'll have you having a yacht, and who knows what else. It'll go from a truck to something humongous. You ever played the game where you get in a circle, and you say, "Repeat this sentence all the way to the end"? Have you ever noticed it never gets back to being the same sentence at all? it don't even have the same words in it. And it's funny when you play it. But it's not funny when it's real life. You don't know how many times I've seen people destroyed. People quit the ministry. People quit life because of one sentence. It only takes one sentence. And we as ladies, we can be guilty. We don't need to listen to gossip. And as a Sunday school class, if any time you have a question, if you think something about me is true, or you've heard something, please come ask me. I've often thought this, that I would start a rumor about me and see how fast it got back to me. And that is, I'm pregnant. That's an innocent thing. Nothing wrong with it. But I've often joked about that. I'd like to start it and see how fast it gets back. And it won't be nothing like it was told to start with. So, it tears up, again, homes, churches, everything in churches. It just destroys churches. Businesses, friendships. What else destroys friendships more than gossip? I don't know anything. Because people talk. And the Bible plainly says to not be quick to speak. We should think before we speak. There's one thing I don't like when you sit with women and they all talk about their husbands. You want a pet peeve of mine? Gossip is a big pet peeve. If you're going to talk about my husband, have him present. Don't talk to me about my husband and he's not around. I'm prone to just let you have it. Okay? I'm shy. And this is not me up here. I don't like teaching. I don't like being in front of everybody. But if you talk about my family, I want to let you have it. That's just the way I am. But let's ask each other if something is true. It won't hurt near as bad if you ask the person, is it true, than to take that and to run with it. And then it comes back and it tears up a relationship. I don't want broken relationships in here. I want this to be a loving, godly, Christian lady class by the Bible, not by our thinking, not by our opinions, but biblically. Not only does it tear up friendships, it tears up neighbors, government. We see it in government all the time. Gossip. Everybody's done everything, and they just spread it. Reputations. You know, anything else that destroys a reputation quicker than gossip? No. And it tears up yourself. It will destroy you. It will.
Even if it's something that you know is true.
Right.
Instead of spreading that, you should pray for that person.
Yes.
Put them down and gossip them.
Yes.
There's a song, I like the primitive song. If you're going to talk about me on your knees.
Yes. That's excellent. Excellent. Because see, it's like the first week we talked about superiority. I am no better than you. And we get to thinking we're better than someone else. So a lot of people start gossip because they think it makes them feel better, more superior. And I'll tell you right now, in this Sunday school class, we're on the same level. We're all, to my knowledge, Christian ladies. And we're all struggling every day to do the same thing. And that's to grow in Christ, to live a godly life, and to be an example to those out there that are not. And the best way to destroy our testimony is to spread gossip. I don't care what a person has done. and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I don't care what anyone has done, no one. If you ask forgiveness from God and it's under the blood, what do I need to talk about it for? There's nothing to talk about, in my opinion. If your fellowship with God is always correct and it's always staying in check, you're keeping it right, why do I need to talk about you about anything? Our thing should be to encourage one another. We all have hard times. We all have different situations. But it goes back to we're all still struggling in this Christian life. Because it's always we say we're flesh. We're not perfect. And it's hard enough when people are not talking about you. But when people start doing this, it just destroys your whole spirit, does it not? It destroys everything about you because it takes time to get over that. And if you say, no, it don't, well then, I don't know. It takes time to get over a relationship of any kind being torn down by gossip. And I guess I'm going around the mulberry bush, but this is so important in Sunday school. Is ladies. I've heard people in any kind of room you can get into, any room, you can name any room whatsoever. If there's gossip going on, you know the best thing you can do, the very best thing you can do, and I've had to do it, and it's hard because you get laughed at, but it's the best thing. Get your tail up and go in another direction away from it. You may be in a place where you can't literally leave the place at the moment, but you can get in a different direction and leave that where they're sitting there doing this. And I'm telling you, this is a small church, and we've already been dealt with this problem in the early stages. And I'm telling you, if we don't keep it in check, and keep it under control, it will tear us apart. And it takes, you have to work at this. By nature, it don't come. We have to train ourselves. We have to discipline ourselves for the right things to go in here, which is our brain, into our heart, and out of our mouth. That's why it's important what we put in our head and heart, because it's going to come out. If all we ever put in is gossip, it's coming out the mouth. Remember that. What you put in has to come out. That is a rule, and it's taught in the Bible. If you put it in, it's coming out. Remember that, young or old. And again, this is to remind me. Again, I'm no better than you are. I'm capable of all this. I've done it before. You've done it before. We've all repeated things we shouldn't have repeated. But it don't have to be that way. Because once you tear down a person and they know you're the one who did it, you know, the one thing that's gone, what it takes to build a relationship is trust. Truth, trust, and honesty. And one piece of gossip, or one thing you never should even repeat it to anybody, it destroys that truth, trust, and honesty. Sometimes you get it back, and if you do, it takes a long time. And that relationship will never, I don't care how long you work on it, you've planted a seed, and it grows, and you can never change what you did. When you speak a word, you cannot take it back. You can get forgiveness from God, you can get forgiveness from the person or the people, but you can never take that back. And you can never repair that relationship to be as strong as it once was. Because that thought is always going to come through. It'll go in and out. So please, let's not even plant it. If you don't even plant the seed, it's not going to grow. It's like a disease. It starts from one person. And it just spreads like wildfire. And again, you young ones don't understand this quite as much as us older people. But we've all seen people literally quit and stop and be destroyed. And they're never used of God again. So let's watch what we say. Work. I don't care if they're Christians or not. I don't care what they do. I don't care what kind of life they're living. They're a soul. We try to teach. Look in their eyes and get to their heart. That soul is going to live in eternity. And what they've done here won't be a big deal when it comes to eternity. Yes, we're all going to be judged one day by what we do and don't do. But at the same time, you and I as Christian ladies need to look inside. I work with some really, really wealthy people right now. And it would be easy to just, you know, tear them all to pieces because they're so different from me. But when I went to their house yesterday, I looked at each one of them. I had people there training me what to do. And they're all lost and dying and going to hell. And that is so sad. And I do not want to do anything to tear them down or to rip them apart. Because they're hunting something. They're searching for something. And the worst thing we can do, just like Jonathan and Jamie and Chris and all of them, and we have loved ones, if all we do is tear them down and rip them apart, we may never reach them. That's why we need to get beyond what they're doing and how they're living and realize they are a soul. That's our job. But I can promise you, this will never start in our lives. And we're going right back to what we do every week. If your head gets buried in this book on a daily basis, and you study it, and you fall in love with the Lord, gossip won't be a problem. Because you'll think before you open your mouth. And I call my mouth a big mouth. You won't have, quote, a big mouth. You'll love people. Now, my husband, when he's up here, he'll tell you like it is from God's Word. But when he gets out of the pulpit, he loves you where you're at. You don't have to come up here. So let's get off of up here and stop using our mouths for the wrong reason and let's encourage people. And I always run out of time. So, in order to get this out of our life, if we do have it, is to confess the sin of gossip to God. That's the first step. And you need to make it right with whoever you've hurt. If you've hurt anyone, if you haven't, thank the Lord. Don't go there. Stay out of it. Do anything you can to stay out of it. And I encourage you, if anyone has a problem, Proverbs is the best Bible book to drown yourself in and get yourself out of it. Memorize the verses. There's tons of verses on the mouth. And how to use your mouth. And it tells you how to get wisdom and understanding. And if you have wisdom and understanding, your daily life will begin to transform into doing what God tells you to do. Not what this is telling you to do constantly. I fight with this. I need to go out there and walk today. But this flesh is going to say, I don't want to. Right? But I know I need to go walk. So am I going to let this? And you say, well, that's nothing spiritual. Well, whatever you think. We're daily working on something, whether it's our gray hair, trying to live with gray hair. That's my problem. I admit.
Taking care of my body is spiritual.
It is. And people in the world will tell you, no, it's not. But it is. So I'm having to learn to take care of my heart now so I can take care of my family and then do all the other stuff I need to do. And I'm telling you that to say I battle too. Every day, with a lot of things, just like the gray hair, and one day I'm going to go gray, I will sit by you, and you, I'm getting there, but I lost my thought. Where was I? See, I forget too, I'm human. Anyway, instead of letting this control you, if we're interested in having fellowship, now remember, relationship is when you got saved. You have a relationship with the Lord. Fellowship is just like you might have a best friend or a good friend. You stay in contact. We need to stay in contact with God through His Word and through prayer.
Right.
And just like superiority, inferiority, this gossip, and we're going to keep studying things that tear us down, it will help us tremendously. And I want a Sunday school class that is different from any other Sunday school class. I want one that lifts people up, not tear people down. Trying to think of an example. Let me give you another example. Let's just say someone comes in this morning and, you know, it's a lady and she might have on a skirt up to here and have a really low shirt. I know the first response would be, how dare she? She's in church. No. Our first response should be, that is a soul coming through that door. Where do you want people to go to find the Lord? They're not going to find Him out there in the world, most likely. They're not going to find Him in the bar, normally. If we want to get people help, they've got to come in. And they're going to come in just like they are. And I want a Sunday school who loves people just the way they come in. Now, if they get saved, the Lord will deal with them. We saw that with Miss Melanie and Mr. James. A great example. If the Lord comes into your heart truly, you will see a difference. But it's not our job to change those people when they come through the door. Because they, first of all, have a heart problem. They're sick. And this is their, quote, hospital to come get help. And if all we do is, yeah, can you believe, yeah, do you think that's going to help? Let's not be a Sunday school like that. I've been in many Sunday school classes, and I know this from experience, and half the Sunday school time is spent in, yeah, and then we get up, and we read a verse. Oh, well, we've been spiritual. Let's go sit in church and be spiritual some more. And then let's go home. And then it's more. Yeah. It's not funny. It's not helpful. You cannot grow and help people if you've got that kind of heart. You cannot. I cannot. Now, I can sit here all day long and tell you things about my children. And it'd be spread like wildfire. Guess what the preacher's kid did? You know. And it'd be funny after a time. a lot of things that have happened to us, they're funny now, but they wasn't funny at the time. They hurt. And I know each of you have been hurt very badly. I know that, because we all have. And it's not fun, so let's not be on the end that dishes it out. Let's be on the end that tries to help people. I just don't know any other way to say it. If your fellowship is right, you won't have this problem as often. The devil will tempt you, and it's easy to get into, especially when you think people like you. You think people are your friends. It's easy to sit there and listen and then spread it and let it go like wildfire. But I truly love each of you ladies, and I want nothing but the best for you. And I want the Lord's best for each of you. But you cannot have His best if you're not in His Word and if you do not have fellowship. As I say every week, there is no other way. Just like there is no other way for salvation, there is no other way for fellowship. You can't come up with a new way, there is no new way. Y'all see my Bible falls apart. I've had this since I was a teenager. And Proverbs looks like I wrote a new book. It's wrote in lines, yellow, pink, orange. And that's not to brag. That's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is get your faith in it. Let this book become your best friend. I was taught as a teenager. I had a lady teacher, and she would say at night time, she would take her Bible to bed with her and just hold it. And it would remind her when she was having a hard time, it would just remind her that God is there with her and God does care. And that's how we need to be towards other people. We need to show people that God does love Him. And us talking about people will never help people. The way you can talk about someone, though, the only way is to say, I have something good to say about you. Say nice things to people. If they're having a hard time, they're going through a rough time, they've done something they shouldn't have done, let's pray. Pray even harder. Encourage them. But let's not kick them out the door with our mouths. Let's not. I can't stress it enough. Gossip destroys. It's never helped anyone. And it won't help us. So, I need to close. Again, I love each of you. And let's remember this when we go to work. Sometimes I think it's easier at work to get in that situation with the world. Again, to make themselves feel better, they tend to talk about everybody that's not in front of them. Let's not get in that group. Let's not do that. Let's be different. And when someone does come up to us and say something cruel or bad about someone, if you can't get away from the situation, the next best thing to do is say something positive about that person. Or if you don't know what you're talking about, the Lord loves that person. And He does. Quote a verse. Do something. But you don't be part of the gossip. There's plenty of ways around it. So let's work on that this week.
I always tell my girls, if your friend will talk about somebody else to you, they'll talk about you to somebody else.
And they always do, don't they?
What you say.
Oh, yeah. So think about it. That's something that the Lord dealt with me on this week. Again, and He does every so often. And this is one lesson I think needs to be taught several times during a year in a ladies' class, because it's usually ladies that have the problem with it. Men do sometimes. There's exceptions. But let's keep it in check. If we don't have a problem, just don't go there. don't. So, we're encouraged.